Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote The Scarlet Letter in 1850 about a woman who committed adultery. She was shamed by her community and forced to wear a sign of her sin for the rest of her life. Well, some people say that that same practice is at work today at websites that display photographs of people entering and exiting clinics where abortions are performed. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports on the battle between the people trying to wreak shame on visitors to abortion clinics and the people determined to find legal ways to stop them.
When people opposed to abortion began protesting outside clinics nearly 30 years ago, they couldn't have dreamed about the venue they would have, the Internet. The same demonstrators who handed out pamphlets and told their stories to whoever would listen on the street have taken their cause to millions. Some who believe abortion is murder, including Cheryl Sullinger in California, say women should feel ashamed when they go to clinics.
This is a shame to America. This is the shedding of innocent blood that we believe is going to bring judgment from God on our nation. People need to be ashamed of the fact that they're taking the lives of their children.
Sullinger is no longer just protesting abortion at the clinics. The pictures she takes and stories she writes extend far beyond her local community. In some places, walls or drapes have been put up to stop protesters. But Joe Scott in Denver is among those who will climb on a ladder to take photos that will eventually end up on the Internet.
Not only just pictures, we write stories about what's happened, and they will be sent out to different pro-life Christian websites.
We knew that this was a part of the abortion story that had not been covered.
Neil Horsley operates a website called abortioncams.com.
Where we have 25 states with reporters who are covering the atmosphere and the location around abortion clinics, and they're sending in pictures on a daily basis of the people who are going in and out.
Horsley calls himself a journalist, saying he has a right to publish information about what he considers a newsworthy event. Computer hackers have tried to shut down the site. Others are beginning to think about legal ways to stop Horsley. Vicky Saporta is with the National Abortion Federation, which represents hundreds of clinics across the country.
The identity of a woman having an abortion is not of legitimate public concern. It's really a private medical decision and should remain private and not something that should be publicized on the Internet.
Some sites run whatever personal information they can get about people going to the clinics, including license plates and addresses. The president of Planned Parenthood, Gloria Felt, says the websites violate the right to privacy.
They're invading an individual's sacred trust of medical privacy and confidentiality. Their desire is to humiliate and to create fear of harm.
But the courts haven't determined whether medical privacy is in jeopardy. Neil Horsley argues that people walking down a public street don't have a right to privacy. Jonathan Zittrain is a law professor at Harvard University's Berkman Center for the Internet and Society.
When it's just so easy for one or two people to produce sites like this and have them accessible to the world, it's a leveraging of speech at the fringe that the law is now trying to face the question of, should we interpose a barrier where before it had just been a barrier of the world itself?
One website printed the medical records and a photo of an Illinois woman being transferred from a clinic to a hospital after an abortion. The courts ordered that material be taken off the site. The woman and the clinic are both suing, but medical records have always been private. According to Jonathan Zittrain, the courts are facing tough questions.
Is this an abortion-related case, or is this a First Amendment-related case? Is it a privacy case? I mean, the answer has to be yes. It's all of those things. In some important respect, it's the enhanced ability of the Internet to get these messages, these images out, that's really putting us to it right now.
The right to privacy is a state-by-state legal patchwork. Abortion rights attorneys are researching whether they can bring a lawsuit on a federal level. In the meantime, abortion opponents will continue to use what they say is a powerful tool to impose public shame. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.